right, ladies and gentlemen, we've reached the time in our meeting where it's time for our public hearings. We thank you for being with us, giving up your Thursday evening to participate in your planning and zoning process. Assure you that anyone who wishes to speak on a given application will be given the opportunity to do so. Not only those that are here, but those that might show up later. At the appropriate time and in accordance with the rules of the commission. And speaking of the rules of the commission, allow me to direct your attention to our esteemed counsel to my left and your right, who has a few well-chosen words to share with you about the way we conduct our meetings and the way we would like you to conduct yourselves.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All three of you.
And there are three folks that have been to plenty of these. Anyway, as stated, this is the time for the planning and zoning hearings as shown on tonight's agenda. The proceedings are conducted under the rules of the Planning and Zoning Commission. All commission matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open meetings. Everyone present is invited to stay throughout the commission meetings to view the commission's deliberation and votes on the pending applications. In addition, these proceedings are broadcast on the internet at sussexcountyde.gov. The hearings will be conducted as follows. First, the application will be announced by the chairman, and the director will review the application and describe any agency comments or correspondence that has been received. Then the applicant will present and explain its application to the commission and may present any relevant exhibits and testimony in support of the application. The commission may question the applicant and his witnesses at any time. After the applicant's presentation, the chairman will invite public comment. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. It doesn't look like there's any organized groups here, but if there is a spokesperson or an attorney representing an organized group, we ask that person identify themselves and speak first. Whenever speaking to the commission, please come to the podium and identify yourself by name and place of residence for the record. We do ask that you be concise in your statements and avoid being repetitious. The chairman does have the authority to set reasonable time limits on testimony from the applicant and the audience, and he does have the authority to terminate testimony from anyone that is irrelevant or unduly repetitive. In addition, Sussex County and its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, handicap or disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, sexual orientation, or gender identity. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken into consideration by the county in its deliberations. There is no direct questioning or cross-examination of the applicant, supporters, or opponents. And any questions should be directed to the commission, and the commission will direct the question to the appropriate person if necessary. Finally, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant unless requested or permitted by the commission. An individual supporting or opposing the application will only be allowed one opportunity to speak to the commission. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. We thank you.